Two poems here. The first is from book two, which is titled Longitudinal Celestia. And this is canto 10, Temporary Concilia. Whatever measure you bring to this odd business of coming and going and going and going, it's never less than that brush of wings against your cheek. Concilia, yes, sweet as late season peaches, just as briefly implicated in fortunate reversals and untended patches of extraordinary stones, each ablaze with singular flame, only they know in their hard-bounded tongues emptied of all spurious intimations of punctual harbingers, artifices, dolled up majesty and laurel load. Left to its own devices, it begs the question for more sustained suspensions, more interrogatory essences distilled into flights, fancy toroidal arabesques, and distant aberrations, unlikely combinations, refusal to stoop to explanatory degradation, when pleasure, having met belly up to the bar, cannot be measured in terms other than irrefragable and evanescent quotidian dado possibilities, multiplied by unique combinatory beauty mechanisms, unlikely articulation, and stunned repetition formulas ever shifting arrangements of evaporating razzmatazz. Big bang instigations, expanding pi vectors, spin catastomatic pleasure, functions past stabilizing foundation, dreams into restless assurances of ordinaries expanding articulation into Emersonian jelly roll funk eruptions, artesian voice intimation, that plain old you and me. Smoke and mirrors ain't the half of it if you take into account tutti calibrations and post-quantum bop time wine dark delta broiling with flows multiple and magnificent so that even stones openly speak of variable distances. This is from book three, which is called Astonishing Parades of Nullity. And this is canto 16, Shattered Laminar Dreams, for Victor Coleman. Victor Coleman is one of the great Canadian poets who is completely ignored. He ought to be here tonight. All because you can't keep your fingers off the damn thing, twiddling when you ought to be focused on getting balanced columnar irrelevancies aligned with neo-traditional harmonic preservations of past participles, dehydrated tutti principle. Descending into unrequited dreams of democratic vistas, I turns and watches itself turn into recollected bits and pieces, that old gathering all dolled up in frilly decrensions of frock logic, implying substantial accumulations of unlikely veritas mirages shimmering across highway might amount to more than proverbial hills, consequent emissions, banal exhalations, and odd lexical conglomerates. So much for lyrical braces and wine dark celestial contractions resembling climactic stellar spunk gushes, which up and walk out in a tiff of offended poetic sensibilities, trailing clouds of metonymy and metaphorical solemnity behind firmly held instruments of polite, well-groomed discourse. Stable exclamations of approval whine that Vatic violations of agreed-upon silences dampening unum compulsions demanding civil and sober Ken and Barbie gallery politesse as a prerequisite for disposition of art booty to duly sponsored dissident calculation and efficiency zombies elevates intoxication beyond acceptable hygienic norms as determined in units of degrees Kelvin. absolute zero in this frame radiates through sobriety, guaranteeing mediocre ascensions and countless reassuring pats on the back, asserting that disturbances of unrestrained and frankly rude incursions of sibylline static along the line of least recurrent lexical implosions and neutron star-like articulations of immediate chthonic densities will be expelled immediately. Thank you.